Chapter 2. The Hamster Saved Itself. Robert's friend Anne is ill. Robert pays a visit to Anne every day. Sometimes, Robert brings a gift for her. He usually brings her flowers, fruits, or sweets. But today he wants to surprise her. Robert knows that Anne likes animals very much. Anne already has a cat named Tom. However, Tom is usually outside, and Robert wants to give Anne an animal that will always be at home. Robert goes to a pet shop.
"Hello,"
Robert says to a salesman at the pet shop.
"Hello,"
the salesman answers.
"How can I help you?"
"I'd like to buy an animal for my friend," Robert says. The salesman thinks.
"I can offer you an aquarium fish,"
the salesman says. Robert looks at the aquarium fish.
"No, a fish is too quiet, and Anne is cheerful and active,"
Robert answers. The salesman smiles.
"In this case, your friend will be glad to get this animal,"
the salesman says, and shows a little hamster. Robert smiles.
"You're right," Robert says. "This is exactly what I need."
Robert buys two hamsters. He also buys a cage. There is everything in the hamster house, a cup for drinking, a wheel for running, and even a little bed. In the evening, Robert comes to Anne's.
"Hi, Anne," Robert says. "How are you?"
"Hi, Robert," Anne answers. "I'm much better today."
"Anne, I really want to improve your mood," Robert says. "I hope you like this present."
Anne looks at Robert in surprise. Robert shows Anne the cage with the little hamsters. Anne starts laughing. She hugs Robert.
"Thank you, Robert. I like hamsters very much.
But sometimes it seems to me that we have something in common," Anne says. Robert laughs, too. Robert goes home late at night. Anne goes to bed. The cat, Tom, comes into Anne's room.
"Tom, get acquainted. These are our new friends, hamsters named Willie and Dolly," Anne tells the cat.
Tom sits down by the cage and stares at the hamsters. Dolly is already sleeping, and Willie is running in the wheel.
"Tom, don't hurt our new friends."
"Good night to you all," Anne says. Anne goes to sleep. In the morning, Anne wakes up and sees that Tom is sitting by the cage. Dolly is cleaning herself, and Willie is still running in the wheel. Anne realizes that the cat was sitting by the cage and was watching Willie the whole night. And Willie was afraid to stop. Anne feels sorry for Willie. She chases Tom away from the cage. Willie gets off the wheel, comes to the water cup, and drinks. Then the hamster immediately falls down and falls asleep. It sleeps the whole day. In the evening, Robert comes and Anne tells him the story about the hamster. Robert and Anne laugh loudly, and the hamster Willie wakes up and stares at them.